The Story of Vanu Life by Jim Stumm, from Living Free 14, page 4, August 1981. Vanu Life was a newsletter somewhat similar to Living Free that was published from 1971 to 1974. There were 17 newsletter issues published, usually 8 pages per issue, and one special handbook issue known as VL 1973. Vanu is a made-up word that means roughly free. I like to think that LF is to some extent a successor to VL, although I have made a number of changes in LF and I don't try to imitate VL exactly. For one thing, I use larger, more readable type in LF, and I think my graphics and layout are often better. As to topics covered, LF doesn't focus on living in the wilderness as much as VL did. Instead, in LF, I try to cover a variety of strategies for increasing personal freedom. VL was strongly ideological and a passionate advocate of personal freedom. It was written by and for hardcore freedom seekers who want to live and let live, and who want to live out of sight and mind of coercers most of the time. It was filled with discussion about going mobile and living in the wilderness as a means of hiding out from government authorities and other coercers. VL regularly printed lifestyle descriptions from various kinds of nomads, some of them people who lived in the mountains or forests, more or less permanently. The moving spirit behind Vanu was a unique man who called himself Rayo. In the 1960s, Rayo was an engineer living in Los Angeles. In order to gain more freedom, he dropped out of a conventional lifestyle and moved into a camper, chassis mount on a 3/4-ton pickup. For the next couple years, he stayed around LA, parking in what he called squat spots, places in national forests, abandoned home sites, on private land sometimes, and occasionally on city streets or parking lots. He worked infrequently as a consultant, but needed little money because he spent very little. Once he published an article in VL showing that he and his wife together had spent less than $1,000 in the previous year. During this time, Rayo published a Mimeo newsletter called Preform, in which he printed letters from people who live nomadic lives of one kind or another. His intention at that time was to find some other compatible nomadic people and form some kind of loose community. During the preform years, he met the woman who became his wife. They called it a freemate relationship, no civil or religious marriage. She moved into the camper with him. Later, they moved up the coast and headquartered around the California-Oregon state line. They received mail at a P.O. box in Grants Pass, Oregon for many years. In May 1971, they changed the preform newsletter into Vanu Life. VL was printed by photo offset with 50% reduction, very small type, too small in my opinion. I use 33% reduction in LF. VL also had letters from nomads and dropouts and seekers and contained more writing by Rayo. After a while, they made their headquarters in Siskiyou National Forest. They started phasing out the camper, living sometimes in a tent made from a large plastic sheet. Then they started digging an underground home on public land somewhere in the Siskiyous. After 1973, they apparently decided that publishing VL was more a hindrance than a help to them, so they turned it over to someone known as Lan, and they dropped out of sight. I don't know of anyone who's heard a word from them since early 74. At least no one is talking. The last word I've heard from Rayo was a letter he wrote to someone else dated February 14, 1974, in which he said, "My thinking has undergone major changes in the last several months on interfacing, alternate economics, interrelations in general. I, too, am becoming very dubious as to the value of all libertarian club involvements. We do not intend to use the libertarian club in the future as an avenue for gaining non-anonymous friends or associates." Lan put out the last few issues of VL, but his interest quickly faded. He dropped it, and it died. I personally met Rayo once in Oregon in 1971. He struck me as a 40-ish, Gandhi-esque looking person. Skinny, but physically tough and strong-willed. A very private person, almost paranoid. He also reminds me of Scott Nearing, though of the opposite political persuasion. He's the sort of person who thinks problems through, makes detailed plans, then follows through with great determination. I have long admired Rayo an awful lot, and he is a major role model in my life.